Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show lined up for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we do spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Heidi Jaffe, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our next live webinar is coming up on Tuesday, August 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and the title of this webinar is New Science Helps Explain the Afterlife, Where is Heaven? And this webinar will be presented by Dr. Claude Swanson, and he's the author of The Synchronized Universe. Dr. Swanson was actually trained at MIT and at Princeton, and his theories explain non-physical phenomena in a logical fashion. He will take us down a path that actually shows true science can explain the afterlife. So don't miss this webinar. You can sign up right from our website. And coming up next month is our fifth annual Grief Transformation Retreat. It is scheduled for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th. And we're back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. So we do hope that you'll join us for a very, very healing weekend of presentations and mediumship. And this is all designed to open your mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. So be sure to register at our website and secure your reservation. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. Excuse me. We'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. I'm going to give you the number one more time, although I think our lines are pretty well lit up already. You can reach us at 1-888-627-6008. And we do look forward to taking your calls. Now, as you know, tonight is our Mediums and Messages show. And if you receive our newsletters by email, you may have also noticed in the past couple of weeks that we did have Joanne Gerber scheduled for tonight's show. But she's a little bit under the weather, so we're going to have Joanne come back on the show at a later date. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me in sending Joanne lots of love and lots of healing energy, and we do look forward to having her back on the show again with us soon. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for tonight. Tonight we have Heidi Jaffe joining us, and just as all our mediums are, Heidi is a certified medium by the Forever Family Foundation. She began communicating with spirits as a child, but it wasn't until later in life that she engaged in training to refine her abilities. Heidi does both psychic readings and mediumship readings in her private practice in Central Florida, as well as house readings and teaching workshops, and we're so happy that she's joining us tonight. Hello, Heidi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Doreen. It's a pleasure to be on the show this evening.
We are so happy to have you with us for an hour of mediums and messages. And by the way, thank you so much for filling in last minute. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Always happy to help.
Awesome. So before we go to our phone lines, we have a couple of minutes to chat. And I'd like to actually ask you about something that happens to all of us mediums. Every single one of us has had this, which is when we're doing readings, you know how when we're getting specific information that the sitter doesn't understand right in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
How does that work when that happens to you? What do you tell people when that happens?
That's a good question, and thank you for asking that. When I start every reading, I actually will tell my clients that most things will make sense during the reading, but there's going to be a few things that don't, because a few things
right.
need to be validated after the fact, or they haven't happened yet. And every once in a while, I think we do get one or two pieces of what I call trash.
Right.
Because every once in a while, there will be one name that comes up that doesn't make sense or one item. But that being said, we don't know that because we never know when those things may present themselves.
Right.
And so,
I agree. Yeah.
I always tell my clients, you know, you may shake your head at me a couple times. That's okay. My biggest concern is if you just shake your head at me the whole time, because then that means we're just not connecting. So
right,
I don't
right.
mind a couple of shakes, and I say, write it down, hold on to it.
Right.
There's going to be a few things that don't make sense, and I cannot tell you how many emails and phone calls and texts I will get within even 24 hours of
right.
a reading where somebody has discovered, oh, that was so-and-so's name. Oh, my gosh,
right.
you won't believe how that just showed itself.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, this happens to all of us. I mean, it's not just
yeah.
you. I've had this happen so many times. And, you know, at first, early on, it used to make me really nervous because I
oh,
would
yeah.
automatically think that I was doing it wrong. I was doing the
mm-hmm.
reading wrong. You know, but then I realized I really needed to trust spirit. And just, you know, so our listeners out there really understand, trust is the key to doing this work. You know, without that, you know, we're going to mess it up. You know, we're going to engage in that thinking process. And, you know, it's really, you always have to use that feeling mind instead of the thinking mind. So I don't know if you've ever had any standout moments with that, like anything that really stood out for you in those type readings. I know that I have.
Briefly, just off the top of my head, one that I actually just shared recently on my Facebook, where I had a woman who had a grandmother come in on her father's side of the family, and it was just at the end of the reading that her grandmother showed me what looked like a rock or a stone, that I even
mm-hmm.
thought maybe it was a paperweight. And
okay.
some written letters underneath it. So, you know, I honestly didn't really know how to interpret it. And I thought, oh, you have some letters from your grandmother that you keep on a desk, or did you write some that you keep?
Right.
Or I didn't even know. I was like, you have a paperweight of hers or a rock? And I was like, I know this sounds crazy, but I said, this is crazy enough that it's got to make sense. And
uh-huh.
fast forward to later that day, I got an email from her, and she told her father about the reading, and he literally went into shock. Because
uh-huh.
since his mom has passed, he actually goes to her gravesite and finds actual rocks, and in permanent marker writes her notes on how much he misses her and places
aww.
Them on her grave.
Oh,
and
my gosh. You just gave me chills.
Well, his daughter didn't know that. And
oh,
so,
gosh.
And that's why I said, please hold on to this. I said, I know it doesn't make sense to you. And it was for her father, not for her. And so
right.
thankfully, she held on to it.
Oh, that's a beautiful example, you know, and that just goes to show you how spirit really knows what's taking place
mm-hmm.
here in the physical world, you know, and they will acknowledge things like that, because even if the listener, even if our sitters don't understand the information at the time we're giving it to them, just hang on to it. I say the same thing. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Check with other people, because somewhere, some way, that information is going to come out. So, oh, that was a great example. Thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah, no problem.
I know also that I saw on your website that you teach workshops. So what's the most fun part for you with the teaching?
Oh, that's a good
question. You teach mediumship, right?
Yes, I do teach psychic and mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, watching students grow and having those aha moments is
yep.
the
mm-hmm.
most fun for me, because I remember those moments, and honestly, I still have those moments. You know,
right.
I'm still learning every single day, and every reading I learn something new. everyone. I think the second you think you know everything, you have failed.
Right. I totally agree. And it is fun to see people really kind of awaken to that.
Yeah.
Well, hold that thought, because we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Heidi Jaffe, and we're also going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show, 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Heidi Jaffe. Now, before we get to our phone lines, I just want to mention that our lines do tend to light up pretty quickly, and we do always try to get to as many calls as we can. So for those of you who are calling in, we do like to hear your voice, because that actually helps us to connect with your loved ones in spirit. So if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to spirit, all we really want is your first name. And then, you know, you can just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. We're always happy to address your questions. And Heidi, I have Heidi Jaffe with us tonight. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Linda on the line calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So did you want to have a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you right over to Heidi.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, good, good. Good to meet you. So let's just go in to see who we have here. I feel like I have actually two spirits for you. I'm being shown a mother figure on mom's side of the family, which lets me know this is most likely, this feels like mother spirit on my right-hand side. You also have a gentleman coming down just quickly who shows me this could be a friend, spouse, or brother. Would you understand a male who would have... passed in his, I'm going to say 50s to 70s. He feels like he's kind of in that mid-range. He would have passed kind of essentially before his time.
No.
Okay, well, I'm being shown a gentleman who shows that he passed right around, right before his time. Shows me this is close family member or friend. Also showing me that I have mother figure on my right-hand side. Do you understand a mother figure who would have passed in her 60s to 80s on mom's side of the family?
Yes, my mother.
Okay, thank you. It does show me mother. I do feel that she did struggle with some sickness. She's wanting to bring forward this gentleman. I feel like this may be a close family friend, so I'll tell you just to hold on to that for just a minute. But when I bring her forward, she shows me she did struggle with some sickness. I do feel a strong link between you, which lets me know that you were close with her, and she is sending a lot of love for you. As I feel into her personality, though she feels like a very strong personality, I feel that she could be a little private and reserved at times. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I also am being shown that there may have been some distance between the two of you, which shows me there was possibly some physical or emotional distance with you before she passed. Would you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's wanting to acknowledge that, and I feel like she feels bad for this. Because I feel like as much as she's sending lots of love to you, there's also wanting to make amends and acknowledge and apologize for any of that distance that you guys may have had. You understand?
Yeah, the only distance I could think of is maybe, you know, to get there. That's it.
Sure. No, absolutely. But when they, yes, absolutely. But they show me if you had physical distance before. It's just a way of acknowledging who they are. Now, she also gives me my symbol for Rose, which shows me that there may be essentially just a simple R initial, but Rose actually has a couple meanings to me, which lets me know that the month of June may be relevant, or you may have smelled her perfume since she passed. Sometimes this means there may have been something with a garden with them, but usually that's what it will mean to me. So I will tell you, she may have tried to show herself this way, possibly with her perfume or a smell that you associate with her. And I will tell you, if it has not happened just yet, to please hold on to it because it may be something that she's going to bring forward. Okay? Now, she also does give me the initial J. Now, I will tell you, J and G, you know, will overlap each other sometimes for me because it depends on how you spell something. You know, Gene can be spelled J or G. So I'll tell you, she's mentioning a J or G initial around her, which lets me know that this was an initial for her, or that she's mentioning somebody who has crossed over with her or is still alive that she wants to acknowledge that is close to her. Would you understand that initial?
No.
I will tell you to please hold on to this And just take a look, because we forget family members' names. This happens to me many times a day, and then people realize the name after the fact. So I will tell you that. She also brings forward, I'm sorry, she's just trying to show me something. She is showing me a book which looks like, it shows me that she's showing me writing, which actually shows me that she's been trying to communicate with you in your dreams. Have you had, would you understand having dreams about her?
Very few.
Okay, but I will tell you that she has tried to communicate with you in your dreams, and it also shows me that she may be starting to do this more coming up in these next few months, and that you should be writing them down.
Okay.
Okay. They will. Sometimes loved ones will communicate this way. They don't all, but when they do, I always recommend, if I do get this symbol, that you do write them down, because there's a lot of messages there, and I will tell you, you definitely want to do it before you go get a cup of coffee, because you'll forget by the time you get back. So make sure to do it as soon as you wake up. To do that. But I want to make sure that you know she is crossed over and 100% safe and good. She's also showing me she has a mother figure to her right, which lets me know that she is with her mother. Would you understand grandmother crossed over on mom's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, because she wants to show that she is with her. I also am being shown an M initial, so I'll tell you to please hold on to that as well. This may be a Michael or a Mary, something like this. I feel like two-syllable M initial in the family. Wanted to bring that forward.
All right, I don't know anybody with those initials.
It's okay. The initials, it happens all the time. I'm telling you, please just think about it after the fact. It happens quite often.
Okay.
Now, yeah, and just a reminder, because names are connected in all different ways also, it may not be a family member, you know, so to also keep that in mind. You know, she could be acknowledging a friend or, you know, someone else that's close in a different way. So names are always connected in different ways.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's why I tell people to hold on to them. I have had people go home, and then I've listed all the people on the family tree, and they didn't know that at the time. So that's why I say never throw anything away. Okay. It's
Alrighty. Very common. I think we're going to have to leave it there, though, because our phone lines are totally lit up. But, Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope
thank
this helped
you.
Just a tiny bit. Okay?
It did. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome. All righty, let's get to our next caller. I can't believe how full our phone lines get for this show. I believe we have Cheryl calling in from California. Are you with us, Cheryl?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Would you like a connection?
I sure would.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Heidi.
Thank you.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Hi, just great.
Hi, good. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
I have a weird feeling that the gentleman I was picking up was for another caller. I think because I'm picking up a lot of energy. But I do want to say I do have a gentleman coming in, actually on my left-hand side, which shows me father's side of the family, which just means there's a father or grandfather figure on dad's side of the family who's crossed over. He does show that he is in his, I want to say he's in his 60s to 80s. Forgive me if he's a little bit older. I do see them in decades, and when a spirit gets past the age of 65, they do tend to look very similar to me. Would you understand a father figure who would have passed in his older years on dad's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay. And this would be father, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. He's also showing me some sickness that he struggled with. This feels like full-body sickness. I'm not sure if this is exactly cancer or if this is just a full-body sickness that took over. Would you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, that sounds more like my stepson's father.
Well, I'm getting father figure all the same. I can't change the information.
Okay, no problem.
All I can do is have you verify who I have, because I won't force it in any particular way. But he does show me he did struggle with some very strong sickness with him. I will tell you, this does feel like a strong father figure for you, and I may be possibly picking up two father figures, because I really feel a man on my shoulder, which shows me this would be your father. And I also, because I feel like I'm getting two now, and I want to say I feel like one, and I have another gentleman who passed a little bit older who had heart or lung issues, because I want to put my hand on my chest.
Okay.
Would you understand a father figure who had heart or lung issues?
Yes.
Okay, and this is your father?
My father had emphysema, so that would be lungs.
Yes, that'd be heart and lungs. Yeah, thank you. Can I get hand on chest? those both come in very similar. So it sounds like I may be picking up two different father figures, and that will they will overlap sometimes for those mediums out there when we have people who piggyback.
Okay.
So now when I feel into your father shows me the heart lung issues, he does come in he comes in very sweet and loving toward you. I will tell you, he feels like he could be a little bit of a tough man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He feels like he had a very strong personality. Maybe even a little bit, I don't know, standoffish might be the right word.
He's kind of abusive, and
he's got that toughness to him. He is coming loving towards you, but he does show me that toughness with him, that he was not the easiest man to deal with. And
that
he may have
true.
Been... he may have been strict, you know, possibly abusive, but I want to tell you he's been doing work on the other side, because when he first comes in loving like that, that shows me somebody who's working on things, that it wasn't necessarily the way he was, but that he is working to change on these things and that he does love you. And I want
wow.
to say I'm sorry.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so glad he's changing.
He is. Because he shows me that hard side, and he's really trying to do that work. But he really does love you, and he has done a lot of work, and I feel a lot of sadness and guilt with him. And I want to make sure that you know that he is not stuck or feeling that guilt on the other side, so I don't want you to worry about him. But he's wanting to show that so you understand.
Oh, great. That's good to hear.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, had the other male or father type figure, there, you said there was two?
Yes, I was picking up two because I was also being shown one who had sickness like a cancer.
Yes. Oh, that's the one I want to hear from.
Oh, okay. Well, I just had to pass that message on as well. And he feels like he's a very strong man as well, but in a different way.
Yes.
Much more grounded and loving. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because he comes in much softer. He comes in like a warm hug.
Oh, okay. Yes, you got him.
Yeah, and he feels like a very warm, soft teddy bear to me, if I could put it that way. This man, if he could put his arms around you and his entire family, he would. It's like if I had 1,000 hugs, it wouldn't be enough.
That's what
to
he
let
says?
You know. Yeah, that's what I feel with him. Yes. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes. That's
okay.
What is he doing over there? Is he adjusted or...
Yes, no, he's crossed over. I want to tell you, both of them are crossed over and just fine. He's in a perfectly happy, healed place. He feels very young and rejuvenated to me. He feels very active. Like, I feel like he gets, and this shows me that he may have struggled being active before he passed, or that he may have been sick for a while, long enough that this became an issue, that he would want to present the fact that he could do this now, that he can go outside and do whatever he wants. He can go... go for a run or play golf or you know, whatever it is he did. It's not, I'm not getting a specific thing with him, but just that I get that active feeling with him.
I'm sorry, that makes total sense.
Yeah, and I will tell you, he told me he does communicate with numbers with you. And
with numbers?
He tells me that, the same sequence of numbers, so you may see the same time all the time. And when a spirit does communicate this way, it's usually very specific to a client. So I don't know what that number will be for you if it hasn't happened yet. As I tell people, it usually happens within a few months after the reading. I have always noticed that you may always see, 122 or 828. And I'm not getting those numbers specifically, so don't get stuck on them. I'm just giving you an example. But he does try to show his way.
Okay, So before we end the call with you, Cheryl, because we've got to go on to our next caller, I just want to add something. As Heidi was connecting with this second man for you, I was getting, as I was listening to her talk, he is around you all the time. All the time, all the time, he's telling me. And he says to mention it to you because he said specifically, tell her it's not her damn imagination. And he started laughing. Okay, so he's doing it in a very funny way, but I needed to share that with you, and I so hope that the call helped you and the reading helped you. I know it's a little mini reading, but I hope it helped today.
100%. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in. All righty. Well, I think we probably have time, Heidi, for one more caller. So let's take one more call on the air. I think we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us? Kathleen?
Hello?
Hi, is this Kathleen?
Hi. Yes,
Hi.
It is.
Yes, thanks for calling
How
in
are you?
The show. We're great. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Heidi.
Hi, Kathleen. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm good. I will tell you, one of the first things I'm picking up around you is actually a female coming down the middle for me who shows me she passed before her time. Now, I have a feeling I know where this is going to go, but because we're on the show, I just want to make sure. Would you understand a child, friend or sister who would have passed before her time?
Child, friend, or... Yes?
Yeah, sister. Yes?
Not a sister.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Those three will come in very similar to me just because we're going quick, so I don't have the time to go into a little bit deeper. Would show me this female friend who passed before her time. Correct?
Yes.
You have a female friend who passed before her time. I will also
yes.
tell you that I am picking up a second female energy coming down the middle, and I'll tell you just to put this to the side, because I am being shown that there was a female, which shows me there may have been possibly an abortion or miscarriage in the family at some point, and they're showing me this is a possibly a daughter or sibling who did not make it into this world that is growing up on the other side. So I just want to put that out there just for now. You don't need to confirm that.
Okay.
Just right now, okay? But I want to tell you that child is growing up on the other side. Now, I do feel female who passed before her time. She feels young, like she would have passed under the age of 50. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Or around that, okay? And she shows that she, I feel like there was a bit of an abrupt passing with her, but I also feel like there may have been some sickness with her. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And also, I do get an L initial around her, so I'm not sure if there's a Linda or a Larry. I can't even think of any L names. I'm just getting initials tonight, apparently. So I'll tell you, just hold on to the L initial. Just put that to the side if it doesn't make sense right this second.
Okay.
Now, this is a friend that you had as an adult. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because it doesn't feel like you knew her from childhood. It just feels like more of an adult friend. She feels like she was very warm and funny.
Yes.
Very down to earth. Okay. She also feels, she's also giving me a P initial. So I'm not sure if there's a Pete or a Pat or a Pop, a strong P initial around her. So I'll tell you, I'm not sure if she's mentioning people that she left behind, possibly. But you guys had a very, you had a good friendship. I'm not sure if this was necessarily best friend, but this was just like a close friend. Is that correct?
Yeah, if it's the person I'm thinking of, yes.
Okay. Because I also feel like you guys used to sit around, because I feel lots of laughter with the two of you. And I want to say she's very grateful for your friendship, and she literally just wants to come forward to be acknowledged and to let you know that she's okay. Do you understand that?
Yes, great.
And I also feel like she left a man behind, is that correct? Because she's showing a man behind her, which lets me know she possibly left a husband or a son. Because she's showing man left behind. Would you know a gentleman she would have left behind?
Not the person that I'm thinking of, but you know, maybe
okay,
I have the wrong person.
Yeah, but I'm being told this is a close friend. She passed from sickness, but there was something abrupt about her passing. So I'm not sure if this just happened in a very short period of time. But I'm also seeing a man behind her, unless I'm literally just misinterpreting it, and I'm getting another gentleman coming behind her.
Okay. I'm writing it all down.
But I want to say this feels like man left behind, unless she left her father, because it shows me it's going to be a close person left behind her. She's wanting to bring attention to a purse for some reason. And so I'm not really even sure what to do with that. If she, this is one of those random ones, one of the crazy ones.
Okay.
If she's bringing forth a purse, and I don't mean it in a vague way, so I'm not sure if she loved her purses, or you kept one of her purses, or if there was something about always ruffling in her purse. But there's something very silly about this that I'm being told about that you may recognize.
Okay. It almost feels, unless you carry something of hers around in your purse, that's the only other way I could interpret it. Would any of that make sense to you? And if it doesn't, I'll tell you, please hold on to it, okay?
Yeah, like I said, I have a person in mind, but I'm not sure if it's that person. Would you want to know her name?
No, I don't want to know anybody's name.
We're actually coming up on a pretty hard break here in another minute, so we're going to have to end the call. But Kathleen, I want to add something. When Heidi was talking about this gal, and she says lots of laughter, I actually heard her say, "Oh my gosh, we were thick as thieves. We laughed all the time." And I don't know if you guys just always had fun whenever you were together, or, you know, you're going through a tough time, but somehow you could find the laughter, or you could find the light side of it, or you could make a joke, even though things were kind of tough. Do you understand that? Because she kind of shows me that. She kind of shows me, like, we were pretty tight.
Okay. If it's the person I'm thinking of, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And so just know, because I almost feel like she comes in like a sister for you. I know she was your friend, but it's kind of like you had that kind of relationship with her. But we have to leave it there with you. Thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this little tiny mini reading helped you just a tiny bit. Okay?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks. All righty. We're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you guys might want to check out Heidi's website. You'll find her at HeidiTheMedium.com. Please don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to our phone lines in just a moment. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Heidi Jaffe. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Apple Store, Lord & Taylor, Old Navy, Petco, Sirius Radio, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show. We have Heidi Jaffe here with us this evening, and we have time for a couple of more calls. So let's go to our next caller. I believe we have Debbie on the line calling in from California. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a connection to spirit?
I'd like to have a connection to spirit, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Heidi.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Heidi. Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
Hi. I actually feel two spirits coming forward for you. I am being shown a mother figure, which shows me mom or grandmother on mom's side of the family. I also have a gentleman who passed before his time coming down the center for me, and he does feel like he passed way before his time. And this shows me this would be a friend or possibly brother. And I will tell you, sometimes cousins come down as a friend energy. So I want to start with mom's side of the family, and then I'm going to jump over to him. The first woman, she does come close to my shoulder, which lets me know, you know, as I said, a mother figure. I feel like she passed, I want to say she's in her 60s to 80s. She may be on the younger side of that. Would you understand a mother figure?
Yes.
Heidi, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. Hold on one second. I don't know if we lost Heidi on the other line. Okay, well, let's see if we can get her back. In the meantime, let me just kind of pick up where she left off. She was getting a mom figure. This is your mom that's in spirit, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, okay. Okay, so with your mom, wow, you must have felt her around you. She's kind of showing me all the symbolism for kind of being around you and kind of giving you a heads up that you have either sensed her around or she connected with you in the dream state, but she's showing me this in a way because she needs for you to know that she's okay on the other side. I really feel like your mom went through quite a bit when she was here. Do you understand that?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, she would have gone through quite a bit, and she's just kind of showing me And also, I'm supposed to tell you, she just showed me that at the time she crosses over, she's telling me to let you know this was not difficult for her, this was not traumatic, she just crosses right over. So her passing was actually gentle, but I do feel that leading up to that, she would have gone through quite a bit. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, she shows me she says there's two people there with her. I feel like there is a female there with her on the other side that's in your mom's generation. So I don't know if this is like a sister for her or a sister-in-law. Maybe you have an aunt on the other side, but she's kind of showing me another female there with her. And she says also to talk about the male energy. I think this is the one that Heidi was tapping into earlier, who I do feel passed at a younger age as well. Now, did you lose someone in your family or somebody that would have been connected with your mom, like she would have lost the son or the grandson or the nephew somewhere? Do you understand this? It's going to be connected somewhere
yes.
in the family. You understand it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because she wants you to know she's not alone on the other side. She wants you to know that there's quite a few people there. And also, I'm also getting a name like Kathy. How does that name fit for you? Where does the Kathy name come in? Is that connected to your mom, or is that connected to you, or is it like a family name? Now, names can be connected in different ways. You have to think about it. Okay. It could be a name that was connected to your mom, like a friend of hers, or names are not always family members, you know, so always keep that in mind. Okay. Hang on one second. Let me just see what else she's showing me. Okay. She wants me to say thank you. I feel as though you've done some things after her passing to really kind of either honor your mom or help keep her memory alive in some way. So remember that any of the things that we do to really celebrate their life are really special for them, and they get that, and they're aware of it on the other side. And she's telling me to thank you for that. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She shows me also, you know, they show us a lot of things symbolically, and she's showing me my symbolism for, like, traditional stuff, as if, for instance, you keep the traditions that your mom honored when she was here in life. So you must, like, keep to the same traditions. Sometimes it's around the holidays, or it's around, you know, how we come together as a family with meals. Now, she says to mention to you also, she says there's some changes going on at home for you right now or around the house or something. Like, are you doing something new? Or you have, like, repairs in the works, or you're about to, like, start something like that, or you need to do, like, some kind of repairs in the house? Do you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, because she's kind of showing me that, and she makes me feel like you're going to move forward with that, and you're going to do that. She's laughing, though, because she's also kind of showing me that you put it off, so maybe it's not the easiest thing for you to do. And she says you put it off, but she understands, because she says it's lots of work. Your mom has wonderful energy, really, really nice energy. And I feel like life was not always kind to her. It was a little bit difficult at times, you know, so she would have had a hard time with some things. But she's really thanking you for just kind of honoring her memory the way that you do. And she says also that you must talk to her, because she says, I'm supposed to tell you, she says, tell her I hear her when she talks to me. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So just know that your mom is really close to you. You know, and I try to remind people that kind of closeness never goes away. Even when, you know, you're still here and your mom has crossed over to the other side, relationships are forever, love is forever. You know, so just know that, you know, that kind of closeness can never die, you know. And that she's very much aware of that. And she says something about how nice she looks in that one picture that you have of her. You must have a picture of her where she's a little bit younger. And she says she really looks pretty in that picture. So she says you know which one it is, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Debbie, we're going to have to leave it there for you. We're kind of running out of time, but thank you so much for calling into the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. All righty, well, we have time to probably get to maybe one more caller. I believe we have Sue on the phone calling in from Texas. Are you with us, Sue?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show. Hi. I'm not sure what happened to the line we had Heidi on, but, you know, I'm here with you, so I'm
well,
going to take
great.
Your call. I think we were having
that
some trouble
wonderful.
With our phone lines. Okay, so did you have a question, or would you like a connection to spirit?
I would like a connection, please.
Okay. So let me just see who's around you. You know, the first thing that I'm getting, Sue, I'm feeling a male energy around you. Actually, I feel two male energies around you. One is below you, so that means it's going to be a younger male or younger
uh-huh.
male energy. Okay, and the other one kind of comes in to your side, so it makes me feel like you have somebody that's around your age or someone in your generation on the other side as well. Do you understand both of these people?
Yes.
Don't just think family. Because sometimes it's outside the family
uh-huh.
that they come through as
mm-hmm.
well. I actually want to go to the younger male first. Is this a son or nephew somewhere for you?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on. Let me just see. Okay. Let me just tell you this. The first thing I'm getting with him, this younger male, first of all, I feel like he's been around you a lot. And I feel as though he's been trying to get your attention quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
How does the name Robert fit for him or for you? Where is that name connected? Is it connected to him?
No, not to him.
It's connected to you? How does the name fit?
Well, I have a brother named Robert.
Okay, your brother.
But
okay.
he's alive.
Yeah, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. He's just acknowledging the Robert person. Okay, so that's your brother.
Uh-huh.
I also have to tell you, I feel as though his passing was very quick. He makes me feel, and I'm getting also something very rapid about this, something very unexpected about this. I almost kind of get this like really the rug was pulled out from underneath you, so it might have been a situation where you were not expecting what happened to actually happen. He's just showing me something really fast, so his passing is very
yeah.
quick. I do have to tell you, he's been around you, and he's been around you a lot. Because he's kind of showing me, trying to give you a heads up in all different ways, little signs, little signals. I almost feel like
mm-hmm.
every day you're looking for the signs and signals, and you kind of find them every once in a while. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, like you'll know, you'll recognize when, and you say, oh, wow, that can't be coincidence. You know, it has to be him, you know, kind of giving me that little heads up. So he's just kind of showing me that.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, he's showing me that. This is to validate for you that that's actually not your imagination, that it actually is him. That's why he's telling me this.
Okay,
so hang on one second. I just want to see what he's showing me here. Okay, I'm not sure why he's telling me this. He says I'm supposed to mention the car. I don't know if he means your car or somebody else's car or something, but he says I'm supposed to mention that.
Okay.
Let me just see what he shows me. And also, who has a white vehicle?
We do.
You do. Okay. I think it's
uh-huh.
yours. I think he wants to talk about that. I think, okay, hang on a second. He's showing me two different things. Okay. The first thing I have to tell you is he says you talk to him in the car all the time.
Yes,
so while you're in the car, okay, he says you talk to him all the time, and he says, I'm with you. I'm hanging out with you. I'm
uh-huh.
riding with you in the car, so I hear you. The other thing he says is that you're supposed to put the car in the shop, and you're putting it off. Or there's something
uh-huh.
like, I don't know, you have to get your oil changed, or maybe you got to get your tires rotated, something minor. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not in danger. But he says, like,
okay.
you keep putting it off, but get the car taken care of. And he's laughing
okay.
as he's telling
All
me
right,
that.
All right, I will.
Okay. Now, oh, gosh. Do you guys have dogs on the other side? Did you
no.
have dogs in your family? Did he have
no.
a dog, or were there, like, dogs that passed
no.
a while back? He's
no.
telling me to mention something. Hang on. This is, like, twofold. Let me just see the way he's showing me this. Okay. I'm supposed to mention a dog that's on the other side, but he's also telling me about the dog that's here living. I don't know who he's talking about. I don't know if you guys are thinking of getting a dog or if this is like a dog that he had a connection to. You know, if it wasn't his, it could have been a friend's or something like that. Mm-hmm. But he's also saying there's one on the other side, and I know there's one on the other side because I can hear this dog barking. So I just need to tell you he's with family. He is, the dog is there. I don't know whose dog this is, but there's a dog there. And who? Can I ask you one more question really quick because we've got to end the show now pretty quick. Who's Steve or Steven or where does that name come in? Or a last name like Stevens or?
He had a cousin named Steven.
Okay. It could just be an acknowledgement, like a hello to. I have to leave it there with you. I hope this helped you just a little bit. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
It really did.
Alrighty.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, guys. We're going to have to leave it there. We are just about out of time. I really want to thank our guest, Heidi Jaffe, for joining us this evening. I'm so sorry we had some issues with the phone, but if any of our listeners would like to check out Heidi's work, you could check her out on the web. She's at HeidiTheMedium.com. I also want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. Please make your way to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and check out everything that we have going on with the foundation. Be sure to join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light, and that'll be with your host, Angelina Diana. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I want to wish you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.